Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Art and Labor. We are the podcast about art and cultural workers. It's been a while.
It's about art and it's about labor.
It's about both those things. And we are art workers or former art workers.
We currently don't work anymore because the world
We don't get enough work.
It's just crumbling around us and it's over. It's over, folks. It's a new year and it's already over.
It's really hard to keep working.
Yeah, it's so insane. Like, you know, we become adults and then we have to keep sustaining every day.
Yeah.
Ourselves, our environment.
Rent is due every month. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God. I didn't pay my rent. It's only the second. And, you know, what are they going to do? I don't have your stinking money, buckos. That's what I got for you. Attitude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But we got some cool stuff coming down the pike.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make us a Patreon.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm going to put the snack cast on there because you can then take the RSS feed and put it into a podcast player.
And it's a lot easier.
One sec. There's a drum happening. Okay. So this episode, we want to talk about Syria. But we took a long time kind of recalibrating about it or decompressing it before recording because, like, it's a really difficult subject to feel any sort of confidence in.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated, and I know from personal experience that just trying to get a handle on international politics can be a very humiliating experience, especially as someone who's like a little more on, I don't know, the lady side of the spectrum. You're gonna come up against people who have the same beard and the same opinion that you don't know, nor will you ever know anything outside of like wherever you go shopping, and that probably you need to be told. So this is like some new muscles being exercised.
Yeah, Lucia was describing the ghost of many a Bed-Stuy man who has tried to, talk down about Syria.
Yeah, it's great. Syria is basically the new Israel, you know? It's like, you don't know what's going on and I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Like,
I'm sorry, I'm really fucking trying.
People, I do envy cis men for having just such confidence in, like, everything that they do.
Yeah.
They just, like...
Even when they're wrong.
Even when they're wrong, they're just so confident about
it. Yeah. They're like, hey, let me tell you something. And then they, like, just leave. They don't even let you... You're like, next day, like, wait a minute. I'm reading this thing that says the opposite. Damn.
So, like, yeah, we wanted to give ourselves plenty of grace discussing this because it's really difficult, but we also wanted to talk about it today, you know, with everything that's going on during the holidays. Like,
oh yeah, I'm really proud of myself because I found something on YouTube that people didn't find. They're like, oh, this never happens. Usually it's like you look at a video and there's 5 million views and you're like, shit, all right, well, at least I'm a part of it. But this was like, hey, we're starting a brand new broadcast. We are the New International, and we're broadcasting YPG members' interviews from Rojava, and we're, like, getting ready to go to war. We're trying to figure out if, like, the Turkish army is going to come and try to just decimate us any moment. And so here's a little interview about solidarity. And it's like, it's, check it out, the New International. It got me through Christmas. Maybe they have 6 episodes by now, but each one is about like 40
minutes. Do they chill on the Bella Chow?
Yeah.
It's extremely...
They have a song. It's a little bit like the way we have one song, yeah. But their song is sad.
It's sad and super repetitive Italian song.
Yeah, it's like Ciao Bella. And so you're listening to this person who's like, I am learning how to hold a gun. I am ready to fight for the revolution. And then the background is like, Ciao Bella, Ciao Bella, Ciao, Ciao, Ciao. I'm like, oh no. Oh God, I hope this person's gonna be okay.
Yeah. It's pretty intense, like, to see people who have, you know, decided to, fight for international left solidarity.
Yeah.
Go to Rojava and join the Liberation Army.
Yeah. Whose tenets are just to dismantle the patriarchy and to use violence in defense of freedom and to try and teach each other what that means and try to learn a form of anarchistic self-governance that is like being created in this moment that like just hasn't existed before. And it's wild to like just watch people talk about what they feel they're doing, and you know, they have their own classrooms, so they sit around and they're like, oh, right now we're learning the ideological underpinnings for like why we're going to fight, and we're like getting together in a circle all facing each other, and we're giving each other constructive criticism like about how to make it out there, and like basically they're like fusing a group identity along these different nodes, and like I don't know, it's crazy. And this guy, he's from Italy, and he's sitting there on his like little rolled out mat, and he's like, oh, I have one book, and I'm reading Gilgamesh. And I take my gun apart and I clean it and I put it back together and I do jumping jacks and I read Gilgamesh. I drink some chai tea and I look out onto the horizon to see if people are coming to kill us yet.
Yeah. And recently the Trump administration announced that they're pulling U.S. forces from Syria, which on its surface is great. Like, we shouldn't have any U.S. forces anywhere.
Yeah, it sounds cool. It's like, wow, Trump, maybe he's a nice guy. He's, like, anti-war or something.
But really, he's doing it for the benefit of Turkey, who is a NATO ally.
And Erdogan is, like, another strongman kind of, like, oh, we just don't want the Kurds to exist anymore.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the leader of Turkey, has romanced Trump, similar to how the Saudi royal family also. And who else does he love? He loves that one dictator that fucking murders drug users.
Oh, in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Duterte.
Ugh. He loves Duterte.
Erdogan. What a firecracker, though.
And he loves the Saudi royal family who murdered that journalist.
Because they had an orb. Oh, Khashoggi.
Yeah, Khashoggi.
The Khashoggi story was just insane.
It's wild.
It was like, oh, it's true. We did kill Khashoggi, so now we're gonna kill 5 more people because we killed. Like, what? How does that doesn't add up?
It's wild. And then recently in the news, Netflix pulled Hasan Minhaj from The Daily Show's comedy special that was critical of the Saudi royal family. And
great.
Yeah, so Netflix, it's like if you're wealthy, if you have enough oil money, you can control culture. Sure. I mean, the United States does this with its army. Like, it controls, we talked about this in other episodes. The United States Army similarly controls our country and other countries' culture.
Yeah, and Trump was trying to get recently the SNL people to see fire or whatever.
I mean, SNL had Trump on as a host during the elections, which legitimizes him in a way, like the Jimmy Fallon head pat. And NBC knew what it was doing during the election, and
they did a good job. They forced themselves right back into relevance, into this like terrible underbelly of meaning.
Like, really, it's like people who get really, really, really sunk into, culture as like, representation and having an influence on things. That's definitely all true, but it's so second to the way that the ruling class uses culture to promote neoliberal democracy overseas, thereby killing, massive amounts of black and brown people.
Yeah. And that was another thing that these fighters were talking about on their YouTube channel. They're just like, yeah, we're pretty pissed that the United States doesn't want to help, and that like they were in a position to support us, and that they want to reverse that. It doesn't feel good, but we're not going to let fear get the best of us because we still have each other.
No, because could you imagine our government ever arming
people who need help?
Yeah,
no.
or like any sort of group that aligns itself with a workers party in general.
Yeah.
Like, we don't fund groups like that. We fund our own plant candidates for these weird, like, over the top elections like they tried to do in Iraq.
We'll set you up a puppet.
Yeah, we'll set you up a puppet.
Like, it'll
yeah.
be fine.
Like, we'll fund that, no problem. But
yeah, oh, sorry. Wait, do you want keys to your own car? Get a job.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Do you know about the Right to Be Forgotten Act
in England? Yes, the right.
Yeah, yeah. It was went
or in
through
the UK.
Yeah, I don't know. They were like debating it over in the European Isles, but we're trying to get that past here, except it's kind of, I don't know, it just reminded me, because you were mentioning the way that people control information and the way that like it all boils down to your bank account and how much you're able to influence your surroundings. But it would be an interesting world if everyone could have an argument towards like, wait, I don't want that up because it's defamatory to me, and I'm a middle school teacher that nobody knows. Like, wow, all of a sudden you've got the rights to take things down yourself. You're just like a Saudi prince.
You're
now.
Everybody had the power of a Saudi prince. That's like,
yeah, you're right.
Like, nothing would get done.
All information would just be like sent through a paper shredder. Yeah. Just like
no.
Or like, who knows? I don't know.
Do you hear that WrestleMania came to Saudi Arabia and they wouldn't let women fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that's great. Everyone, gold. My Twitter feed, like half of the people on there love wrestling. And I'm just like,
oh,
cool. Like, this is another fun alternative sport or like that's just wrecked by neoliberal capitalism and like literal murderers in the ruling class. Like,
and a whole bunch of scabs because the history of people's attempts to unionize in the wrestling community are just like littered with always like the most famous people being like, actually, oh yeah, the union would be pretty bad. I guess I will take a bunch of money and just like stop arguing for this cause.
Right. And it's like, why, if it was an organization worth its shit at all, the men would refuse to fight unless the women could fight also. Yeah. Or like refuse to do it in Saudi Arabia. But they have so much money. How can they say no?
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's like the time that Patti Smith played for the Vatican.
Yeah, I mean, people are putting pressure on performers like not to perform in Israel, for example. Sometimes people do get shit for that. And people did get the WWE or whatever did get a lot of shit for the Saudi Arabia thing, but like not enough.
Yeah.
To do anything.
There will always be an entertainer for every oligarch. Ugly. For every oogly eye. Yeah. But we were thinking that this ties back in to OG homegirl A number one, keto cereal.
Yeah, I really didn't want to talk about cereal without mentioning, or specifically Rojava and the PKK and stuff, without talking about Hito, because one of her earliest films is from 2004. It's called November, which the thing with like Hito Strayal, which is I've been like processing and reading her work since like, you know, since like 2011, but like I understand it so much better every year. So whenever I revisit one of her things, I'm like, oh, I get so much more of this now, because there's so much stuff that I've just been learning on my own about like the history of leftism.
Yeah, it's really dense.
Marxism terms and all of these things that I'm like, oh, I get this better. Like, because for a while I was just processing her work based on media theory.
Right.
Which I kind of wanted to understand in college.
And you can kind of, the nice thing is that you are able to access her work like on any level. It's not impenetrable, but there is this other element of like the references she's slinging around, and then the history is so attached, many. And then like how it all shifts,
right? Because she had this movie in 2004 called November, and that of course is a reference to October, and the Bolsheviks, and like I'm just like, oh, I don't why didn't I get that before?
Like, yeah,
really didn't.
Maybe it's like,
and I remember getting it in the frame of like feminist theory and Riot Girl stuff, and like seeing that she was sort of coming out of that tradition, because like it was supposed to be like just a kung fu movie,
right?
Like with girls and like,
hell yeah,
like.
But then kung fu is also so much about like destiny and like revenge and defeating your foes, and then to have it be like, oh, but there's girls, it's like, oh, that's feminist.
Yeah. But then it became about her friend Andrea Wolf's death, who was in the Kurdistan Liberation Army and was martyred, and is in her image and Hito got kind of obsessed with like her image being proliferated.
Yeah, it's crazy though, because talk about like international solidarity movements. Like, she was killed in Germany.
Yeah.
And under the guise of being a part of the Red Army faction, which is, like, this whole other, like, Marxist revolutionary cell that was, like, they were Maoist.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they actually did manage to, like, wage a real war with the cops. They were like, oh, well, you know, the state is run by Nazis, and so the state is our enemy. We're going to try to wage war against the Auschwitz generation by, like, you know, just literally, like, just setting everything on fire, having assassinations.
Yeah, and so she apparently had something to do with an actual bombing of a detention, like a prison for, I forget what it was. Like, I think it was a refugee prison or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. It was like another civil war, but I mean not because I guess it's too small or something, but.
And Hito was talking about how the German government and German industry was fueling a lot of chemical weapons and all of these things.
Yeah, totally. And they also took the opportunity, like, using these simultaneous revolutionary movements, the police forces took the opportunity to petition the government to, like, increase their presence by like 300%. So if you had one police station for every one, now you have three. And then they were able to, like, start. That was how, I guess, they, like, built a surveillance state, was literally because of these Marxists.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to do it for themselves.
Yeah.
The real criminals.
No way. No. Yeah, they're still blaming people's crimes. Like, I think it was, like, 2016 that people were like, oh, these bank robbers are part of the Red Army faction.
Well, that's the thing Hita talks about with Kung Fu movies and her friend Andrea. She talks about how Bruce Lee faked his death and how her friend Andrea is being used as, like, this martyr. Like, I pulled up, like, the text reads, martyr Ronahi taken prisoner by Turkish security forces as a fighter in the Free Women's Army Kurdistan and murdered. The fallen revolutionaries are immortal.
Hell yeah.
And she was like, I found this poster in a cinema just hanging next to posters of sex films, like, just like another pinup. as a revolutionary means, pinups are nothing new. Technically reproduced pictures travel around the world and spread heroic postures. So she just, I don't know, like, to her, I guess Hito became really interested in how her friend's image was being used.
Have you seen, I'm going to show you these posters. They do this for everyone who fights.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So she has one too. And that's like,
it's always like, it's the yellow background with the red star, but then she got some laurels because I guess she died. You get some laurels when you die, but if you're still alive and fighting, you also get a poster because you're a hero.
Yeah, well, she had this name she took on. Her name was Andrea, but I guess in the PKK called her Ronahi. And the PKK is the Kurdish Workers' Party.
Right.
Who proliferate a lot of the propaganda in a good way.
Yeah, everyone needs propaganda.
Everyone has it. Everyone does it. Yeah. It's just like,
whose side are you on?
Yeah, I mean, do you, like, seriously. Like, everybody is in the United States is going nuts because Mattis resigned, who is the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
In protest against Trump pulling out of Syria.
Yeah. It's
that was a whole thing over the Christmas break.
It's like very complicated because there was, he was like, oh, I'm resigning. And then Trump was like, no, you're fired. And he's like, well, I'm leaving. He's like, well, why don't you leave right now?
Well, because he wrote this, like, resignation letter that Trump didn't really understand because he, like, he framed it in a way that made it sound just very flattering.
Right.
And
then he was like, oh, you wrote me a love letter. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, no, actually, I'm leaving.
You have to go now.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, going to leave in February, but then Trump
basically
fired him, so he has to leave now.
It's so absurd that...
It's kind of crazy. And then now everybody's like having a decency boner, like all the liberals in the United States, because Mitt Romney just penned like an op-ed against like Trump's character. And so every like that type of propaganda is what I feel a lot of people are, you know, they fall into that sort of like NPR fucking look at this decent Republican.
Is Mitt Romney trying to make a play for something again? It's like
I mean the centrists love the never Trump Republicans, which are like so not a thing really.
Everyone
just wants to believe that we are this like perfectly civilized nation that is just like fighting a dignified battle of ideas.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, I loved that citations needed.
Oh, this is a podcast episode. That's really good. Citations needed.
But there was one where they put a bunch of clips together of people saying like, well, we don't want to accidentally slide into war. We don't want to sleepwalk into war. We don't want to stumble and fall and wake up and oops. Oh, because it's not us. We're not really doing this. We're not really bad. We're just.
It's just.
We've got to put these tanks
somewhere.
We just
got drunk and now we're here.
What are we going to do with all these guns?
Shoot. I've installed a puppet government again. Yeah. Oh, man. I did it again. That's like.
Oh, no, I can't take it down, though. I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's like. But it's like, to me, I'd much rather see, like, really dignified portraits of people who are fighting for international workers be glorified. That is like,
oh yeah,
that's like my type. It's like,
I love these posters.
This is like,
I want one.
This is something real. This is something principled to care about and to make a picture of.
Yeah,
like, this is like,
yeah, it's definitely some revolutionary art. You know, it's not everything, but when you see it, it's pretty inspiring, like walls and walls of people who have dedicated themselves to fighting for a new possibility. Oh, snap.
Hmm.
The yellow, the gilets jaunes.
Les
gilets jaunes.
Les gilets jaunes. I mean, that's the thing. Centrists in the United States don't understand where to put the yellow jackets because they have no concept of like workers coming together over a shared interest, even if they don't 100% ideologically agree on everything.
Right. And well, I've seen now like the backlash against these movements. There's like some kind of a philosophical argument that the workers who come together in solidarity don't understand what they're truly asking for and what is going to be more beneficial is a bureaucratic socialism that operates like without anyone's input instead of like what everyone is calling for, more direct democracy. And it's just like this really bizarre thing that seems to happen when we're like, It's like, look at these tragic people in the streets are starting a fire and they pushed over a car. They're so ugly and they don't know what they're doing. Oh, no. Like, you really want more bureaucracy. And like, well, maybe they want redistribution of wealth, I think. I think that's what everyone is saying.
Yeah, including like the redistribution of like...
And redistribution of wealth and its maintenance.
And its maintenance, yeah. It's so frustrating because people, like, some people do just want that fucking, it's like they treat people like they're subaltern, or I guess the Marxist term is lumpenproletariat. But these are people.
Well, because a subaltern could also be like a petit bourgeois kind of specialized laborer, right? Isn't a subaltern
subaltern is Fanon's word for
like an underclass.
Underclass, the forgotten person.
Person
who cannot speak.
Like the lowest.
I think that he was referring to like the most marginalized types of people who can't speak for themselves or something like that.
Because I thought it was also like if you were a specialized little like I'm the palace rosary and I pick a flower a day, but I'm not allowed to tell anyone that I don't like it.
Herbert from New York.
I thought so, but I mean, because that I don't know. I don't know what anything is.
No. it's confusing because I think that's more. I think that could be lumpen proletariat.
Right.
Also. But I don't think that could... subaltern is more of a... I think it's more of a...
like an untouchable...
colonization theory term.
Right. That makes sense.
But I'm just saying, like, people want to assign this group of people a value, like similar to how people are like... In the United States, people are like, oh, rednecks don't know what's good for them. Like,
yeah, everyone is really dismissive of people who are in a little bubble of their own resources. And it's just like, no, like, all right, you know, I'm dealing with, I don't know, whatever. I work on a pig farm and I have to kill pigs. Oops. Like, that's what I have to do, but I need rights also. Sorry.
And it's like people, everybody should have health care. But then it's like, I know, like at the Christmas party we were at, I was arguing with a more libertarian, anarchist type person who we were disagreeing about how like health care should get distributed, basically. So I think like sometimes democratic socialist people, they come off like, we need the state because the state is going to give everyone health care. And I think that's true to an extent, but like, we don't need a bureaucracy. We don't need to make unnecessary bureaucracies. We can make it more. We can also redistribute power that comes with that, so that we're not like reliant on like this weird bureaucracy to give us our healthcare.
I just think for anyone who's ever been to a clinic, like, it just makes sense that you could have an affordable system where you walk in and you get healthcare, and you just it just doesn't make sense that there's so much in between that. Like, and the complications involved are exhausting and not what this is about, but,
We're just on one because, I'm just, like...
Well, there's a lot, I mean, that's...
We haven't talked in a couple weeks.
So. Yeah, oh my God, I was going insane.
Yeah.
I was like, my life doesn't mean anything anymore. I just don't do any. I don't know. Whatever, it's fine. Bye, everyone. I'm just gonna go into sleep mode.
No, it's just like that's what the holidays kind of do to you.
No, I'm convinced it's a gauntlet to see if the weak perish.
the holidays are a test. And they're a test of are you fitting all of these conformist values? Mm-hmm. If you're not checking these off, you are so weird. What are you even doing here? Who are you? How do I talk to you?
But it felt really good to see that picture of the Eiffel Tower engulfed in black smoke. I'm like, Happy New Year. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I remember when I had a regular people job, it is nice to have a time to have a break.
Right.
And so that most people are approaching it like that.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, where am I going to go on vacation? Wow. like, oh God, please don't go. Please, everyone is just tethering me to reality without my 9-to-5 friends. I don't know what day it is.
Where am I?
Literally. I did screw up a few days in there, but I also came up with an idea.
I want to hear it.
Okay. So here's an idea. One day, say January 18th, everybody goes into the subway and opens the doors.
Oh.
And lets people in.
Yeah, just every station.
Every station.
And we get people, like, on every station at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tie it to a cause. I don't know. You could be like, hey, screw all of these, ticket prices. screw that L train shutdown. Screw our crumbling infrastructure. Screw this fucking city.
Yeah.
Fuck all. We just opened all the doors. Oops.
Yeah. Open the doors would be a great new initiative for that group Swipe It Forward.
Yeah.
Which, like, has already been doing a good thing. Where if you guys have an unlimited and you are not swiping someone when you're at your destination,
yeah, swipe someone in so always they can get it going.
Always, even if they aren't asking,
mm-hmm.
just while you're leaving, swipe the next person in.
Hell yeah, that's something you can do anytime. But
anytime.
Imagine all the doors open
for that. This like symbolic day. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it feels good. Anyway.
I think that's a great one.
Thanks.
I always really appreciate the folks who do just, like, stand by the door and just open the doors.
Yeah.
Because that happens at my station a lot.
And yeah.
I appreciate them.
I give
them
a couple bucks.
Wonderful. Just lifesavers.
Lovely people.
So there's no machine at my closest station, so if I don't have a swipe and I'm in a hurry, I have to walk an extra 6 blocks. Mm. 5 blocks? Joey's shaking his head. 4 blocks.
You have to walk more.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's just too much. Well, you already have to walk so far past, like, graveyards and highways and mechanic shops and super fun sites just to get to the train. And then anything else on top of that, it's like...
It's annoying as fuck.
Please.
I don't... And especially when it's cold. Joey says, I guess it's 4 blocks.
That's a lot.
My dude, no, that is 4 blocks.
That's a very big block. No, it's because on one side there's no cross streets and it's just a really big block.
Yeah, so technically 3, it's basically 4 blocks. Oh yeah. My God.
Wow. Where have we gone? Anyway, the holidays were incredibly disorienting.
I hate the holidays.
Open all the doors. Open all the subway doors.
I don't like leaving New York.
I don't like doing it either. I also don't like being here when no one is here.
Yeah, that's sad.
It was really, it was bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I also kind of like it.
It's all right.
I kind of like when people are gone.
It's all right for a little, but then I was like, oh, gosh, I haven't seen anyone for, like, it was, like, 3 or 4 days. And then I was like, time to get a six-pack and, like, pound it and then, and then, like, roll around on the floor and just cry. And we're all going to die. Every one of us is going to die. But I just did it. And no one was there, and I just, now you know, you know, that it just takes 3 or 4 days to break me down.
Yeah, I got an art bro for Secret Santa, and I gave him art comic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Originally, I gave him whiskey, but then I was told he doesn't drink anymore.
Oh.
Me
neither now.
But that's good. I mean, it's good not to drink, but I don't know. I don't know. He gave me a weed gummy.
Oh.
At Christmas, which is helpful.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I like to, it helps you not, when you're going to sleep, it helps you.
Yeah.
But I also kind of feel insane, like I'm dissociating and leaving my body, and that all of my cells are moving in tandem just by chance, and that literally everything is happening at the same time by chance.
Oh, gosh. And that means it could all change at any moment. It could disintegrate.
Yeah, like I'm like slipping a dimensional bound and I'm going to be into.
Ooh.
That's where I was.
Cool. So we were doing really good doing in great. Our own.
Doing great. Doing great. Doing fantastic. Wow.
That's why we should not ever stop podcasting.
Yeah. Podcasting. is very grounding, and it helps me be a little more disciplined and focused on a area of study that I care about.
Yeah, and once your mind is filled with studies, you can't let in the mortality.
You can't let the demons in.
Nope.
You're too busy studying.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Hey, look at these cool revolutionaries. They really had solid values. They didn't want to die. They were murdered.
Unlike me, who's just like a twerp. Like,
yeah, I can't imagine like all of the people who just go get training in these like, you know, they'll be like, all right, we're going to go to the desert and we're going to crawl underneath some barbed wire and we're going to like jump over a wall holding a rifle and then we're going to like kick each other in the shins just to become desensitized and then like go back to our cities and like whoop ass on some cops. Like, what the fuck? People just do that.
Yeah, I wish I wanted to whip ass on the cop. I want to pepper spray a cop. I don't want the cops. Oh, they're so very armed here in New York City.
Yeah, they're just the machine gun cops were really they're a bit much. I think it's gauche.
Gauche.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying. It is gauche.
Mr. Mayor, are you listening? I think your design choices are a little bit gilding the lily.
Bill, this is just gaudy. This is just tacky. Bill, what were you thinking? What is the subway? Is it supposed to be a Christmas tree with all these rifles hanging off of it? What is happening here?
Oh. It's for you.
It's for your safety. Somebody bombed Chelsea last year, and you were stuck on the train for an hour. Do you remember? Yes, I remember.
Oh.
When somebody tried to bomb Chelsea and failed and didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, I remember when there was
11 helicopters.
There was a crock pot in a dumpster,
yeah.
On an empty street, and you know what? Excuse enough for me.
Fine.
Ding-dang radicals.
Fine with me, wow. But, you know.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, okay, so the police force in France, a lot of the time, it seems like a lot of their actions are being supported by the police. Like the yellow vests
the
are
police,
like kind of.
We're literally like, we're gonna join the yellow vests.
Yeah,
if you don't raise our pay, they use it as leverage for themselves.
Well, how can we bribe the cops here?
Yeah, it's hard because we have a government that's so willing to give the cops whatever they want as soon as they ask for it. They're just like, oh, you want this tank the army's not using anymore? Sure, mm-hmm. You can have it.
Damn.
And then they just have a bunch of tanks. And if they really need money, they can just sell the tanks. True. They just have so much, they're so flush with things.
Yeah.
The cops here.
What are they missing, though? This is like the new Christmas special. What can you offer the cop who has everything?
A nice bullet through the eyes.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's literally legit. They're not savable here.
I know. It's weird.
I don't think they're savable in France either.
Well, I don't think we're talking about saving anyone. We're just talking about using them.
No, I know.
Just like, oh, hey, guys.
Come on.
Come on for a minute. Just go on.
You want to believe, like, in the movies, like, when something goes down, the good people will quit or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they will.
Someone will have a crisis of faith, and then they'll be like, you know what? And they'll go over to a giant plug in the wall, and they'll pull it out, and, like, the police captain's gonna be like, not the plug to all of our war! You can't pull that!
Come on. You got us again.
Yeah. Aw. I'm gonna do it. I'm just a little guy.
Oh, God. What else did we want to mention Piss Pig Granddad?
Oh, yeah. Piss Pig Granddad in comparison to
the Bella Chow folks.
Yeah, to the new international.
The new international.
Is
he part of it? He's probably technically part of the new international.
Yeah, I bet they all know each other.
Yeah.
It's just a very different treatment of these individuals. Like, I think he's also, what's his name? Brian?
Brace.
Brace. Yeah. Brace. B-boy. He's talked about just feeling like it doesn't make sense the way that he's being turned into a cinematic star. And he's like, I didn't do anything before just going to a place and finding out what it felt like to be somewhere.
And then he left also.
He's
not there anymore.
Yeah. But he was in combat.
Yeah, and he shared blankets in the commune, and
he didn't jerk off.
Didn't jerk off. You're not allowed.
Yeah, he followed the rule.
But it's like, is that just his limited tour, and he's allowed to go back home, or is that just like tourism, literal tourism, like Vice.com level?
Yeah.
Like, we're in the war zone because we're extreme punks.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're not.
Oops. Oh, that's privilege.
I don't know. What's the border? You guys decide.
Yep.
I'm crossing my arms.
I really like that. You got your head tilted a little down, like, what do you think about this? I don't know.
I don't know. It's not like I'm going over there. So
yeah, exactly.
Who the fuck am I?
Do we have a responsibility to go to these places in the first, you know, because there is also a lot of, there's a lot of this, the stuff catching on fire, lots of bombs, lots of bullets, lots of terrible things everywhere. Like, I have this thing about keeping up with Haiti after I was also there.
Yeah.
So I'm same piece of shit. I showed up and I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. Jesus Christ, that person only has one arm. Oh my God, nobody has any food. Anyway, I gotta go back to Brooklyn and be an, media person now.
we're vice three.
who is?
I don't want to be vice three.
I can't cast any aspersions on anyone or anything because at the end of the day, I am just a piece of detritus on the side of God.
Literally, we're just doing what we can to survive another day in capitalism.
But there's this thing about, these people are like, they've been in the past 6 months, tons of riots have been breaking out in Haiti, also relating to fuel, which is, I think we're just going to start seeing a lot more of these issues around, like, oil, commerce, and there's people just freaking out. Mm-hmm. Same.
And the only, like, viable electric car company is so fucking inept and build as a luxury good.
Jesus Christ, fuck Tesla. I cannot stand these people anymore. I just, like...
Awful.
Just idiots.
They had a chance to build viable electric cars for all of... within all of the car companies.
Yeah.
And it was squashed.
Mm-hmm.
And that we just need to go back just so to that.
Elon Musk could, like, have his little Imaginarium... Whatever, he needs more funding to make 3D animations. I have no idea.
He needs more funding to dig a hole in the ground and put a car there.
Yeah. I put one in space, and I put one at the bottom of the Mariana Trenches. And then I...
Truly, I have conquered all of the world's problems
mm-hmm.
with my brilliant billionaire expertise.
Yeah. But then, there's this, like, faction of people in Haiti that are talking about, like, how screwed up it is that all of the internationalist movements are Eurocentric and they very rarely go to a place where, like, you just don't see any white people helping black people with their armed insurrections. And then Haiti is this place that has, like, just an entire history of being, like, in a constant state of just the edge of revolution. Like, we're gonna be free. And then country after country just comes in and is like,
shits on, yeah.
What if you owe us instead of them? And it's like, yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, everybody, if you start paying attention to all of the different places that are like, you need to come here and fight, you need to go there and fight. And like, well, do I go around the world fighting?
Yeah, because a lot of people are in Brazil now.
Oh, God, and they're... Yeah, it's just... But then, yeah, when you start to look at, like, the outbreaks and like, how many continents now that we could drop a pin where there's some kind of a really bad, violent struggle going on, whatever you want to call it, or, like, you know, whatever, what's going on in Yemen. Is it a famine or is it a genocide? I don't know. Like, how are we even talking about any of this stuff? Like...
For what it's worth, I think organizing in the United States is really important because the United States military industrial, like, project is the number one polluter and, like, the number one cause of, like, it's like a domino effect at the very least of everything going on. So if we could coalesce the people here.
Yeah. That's the one thing I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, no, because it's too big. We're too big of a country to really.
Yeah. And just our experience of traversing the landscape of different groups that, like, all have 10 members each and can't agree that they should get together with anyone else. And then, you know, even the groups that are large enough, like DSA, is just still, like...
Still so small.
So small, and also wants to kill itself.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm just like, oh, we can't be revolutionary enough! I'm like, well, I don't know.
But it's like, yeah, this is why the left is so fractured, because it's... There's just so many. The whole crisis is everywhere around us. It's crisis is capitalism.
Yeah,
it's so deeply entrenched. Whereas on the right, their crisis is traditional values, which are like a thing that they can put a stamp on.
Mm. Oh God, I was watching videos from Germany of these guys who are, like, the new alt-right. So they're neo-Nazis, but you're not allowed to say that about yourself. Like,
yeah.
I was watching this interview. This lady comes into a store and she's like, wow, it looks like you've got a lot of decorations here reminiscent from the Third Reich. I think that's pretty interesting. And they're like, no, 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 it's our country's heritage. It's German heritage.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, oh, well, that's interesting. What's that pillow say on there? And she picks up a pillow, and it literally says, I heart Hitler on it. But it's,
it sounds like a sketch.
But it was real. She picks up this pillow and it says, I heart Hitler, but the E is taken out. So it's like Hitler.
Oh.
And so he's like, oh. No Hitler here. I don't see it. Nope. And she's like, okay, well, what about this? And like holds up this, like, it's like, this is a swastika, right? And he's like, no, Celtic. And that's Thor and that's Odin, but these are just myths. It's amazing. Oh yeah, and there's guys walking around with face tats.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
No, it's cool. It's happening all over the place.
Face tats.
We've got to fight the face tats. I don't know.
It's just such. I've done overprocessed. I'm so mad at everything.
Yeah, well, that's why Rojava is so cool, though, because watching them is, like, it's a very centering experience if you can get in touch with what's happening there, because they do a lot to manage fear and to reinforce the reasons why they're in an armed conflict, and they're just the regular little people.
I think in that case, you know, it's anywhere you can to communize your life, you should try. And we should be trying to figure out ways to have these big collective conversations and coalesce around a firm set of principles that allows for a flexible distribution of power amongst, like, how we decide to enact these principles.
Also, trained assassination squads.
Yeah, targeted poisonings, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
How to make a better bomb.
God, I was on, like, someone should just murder Louis C.K., probably.
Oh my God, leave, just let, like, him just go. Just let him go. Just he's such a waste of everyone's time.
It's all such a waste that, like, I just feel like these people should just get poisoned. Like, stuff, I don't know. I just want, like, some,
or whatever. I just can't with people. Like, honestly, I think everyone just doesn't like Louis C.K. because he's just, like, not very good.
No.
But he, you know, he's done some things and he's done some other things and he keeps sticking around and it's kind of whatever. It's like, I don't know.
It's such a distraction, though, that I'm just like, I just, like, pick. Like, what do you want? I just want people to get to the next step of what do they want to happen? What do they want to happen to him? Because to me, I'm like, okay, I think this has been enough. This guy isn't worth anybody's anything. He should just die.
Just let him go. Like, he doesn't need to, I don't know.
But he won't, won't stop. He'll just keep being a shithead.
It's like,
and that's what I'm like with these fascists, with the Hitler people, yeah. Right? So you ban Nazi symbols, but then they just make up new symbols.
Totally.
This is the Nazi symbol now. These people should just die.
Well, yeah, maybe. So that's what's weird about, like, looking at in Germany, they have a whole lot of really strong laws against hate speech. So, you know, you don't have freedom of speech there. Yeah. And all of this stuff is still going on.
Right.
And it's not because of, like, a moral quality of the person. It isn't like, oh, well, these people deserve to die, because then that's, I don't know. Like, it's the same as saying that rednecks don't know what their own lives consist of or something.
No,
like,
yeah. Just, I mean, that's, I'm talking about Louis C.K. specifically because he's a millionaire and he does know what he's doing.
It's debatable.
I mean, he's out there. Did you see the new clip where he's like, now he's going the alt-right path?
Yeah,
because
he's like,
liberals have just shut him out of any viable.
Well, he's going
path.
Like the shock jock. Like, I'm gonna say, I'm like, yeah. Like, what about queer people suck? Ha ha! I said it. Yeah, I did it. And it's like,
but
that's just a shit
joke. The like, alt-right is just ready and willing to embrace him immediately. This
oh,
is
sure.
what I'm getting at.
Yeah, they're like waiting for figures to coalesce around.
I'm like, either we need to articulate a clear path for people who have fucked up to go, or
yeah.
else the right will give it to them.
Yeah.
Or we kill them. It's one or the other.
Oh, God.
And people, I don't think, want to do the work of, we figure out how to rehabilitate people or, you know, fight for Medicaid for all or a basic safety net so that everybody can have a home and they don't, if their career doesn't work out, either fault of their own bad behavior or for whatever reason, they can still live a life.
I'm just wondering, like, fast forward 10 years and Louis C.K. has his moment as an alt-right superhero. And then, like, I just don't get, like, what? Like, what? Fucking what? I think we also need to step out a little bit and just go, like, and fucking what? Because, like, it's like, okay, go back to Sam Hyde.
Yeah.
Sam Hyde. Wow. He got some play. He had some shows. He's a fucking horrible person. But that's what was, like, slapped directly on the package. He was like, hi, I'm clinically insane.
Yeah.
That's what the show is about. So you can watch it on that
but
level.
But then you get people like Alex Jones who
oh, yeah.
will then, incite violence against people who lost their children.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's
like,
that's why wild. I think that we need to go back to Red Army faction.
Here we go.
Yeah. No. This is the tiptoe, the delicate dance around what if the left was crazy? What if we were like fucking crazy? Oh my God, do you guys know though? Whoa, they started out their shit. They were also bank robbers,
mm-hmm.
like in the 70s, just stockpiled a bunch of money, got a bunch of arms, got a bunch of getaway cars, got a bunch of support from like local communities, and then just started going to town. Just like, oh, hey, what if we killed Nazis? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but at one point their approval rating was so high that it was polled that like 1 in 10 of every citizen in like Berlin would house them if they were running from police.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's
so
legit.
Good.
It's legit. They had to build a special prison for them because they were so good. I mean, the end is really scary, though, you know. All of it is like, oh, were they killed or did they commit suicide? And, like, they were tortured in isolation and everything. But,
yeah,
like,
that's always what happens. And that's why nobody wants to do that, all like, consistently all the time because they know the state will just, like, tighten its grip and kill them.
Yeah. Scary. That's the whole thing too. It's like, how do we organize against a thing that has all of the resources and all of the violence under its own control?
And that's how we get like the incrementalists and the social democrats and I don't know.
Just wish there was a real Lupin.
Dude, art thieves. I meant to bring that up before.
Oh, nice.
Art thieves are the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there should be more. Because before we started recording, we reread Duty Free Art.
Oh, yeah.
Which we didn't talk about at all.
But we're going to.
But probably if we continue on this really insane thread that we're really on one this episode.
I think, you know, I'm going to say let's stake that flag in this firm and fertile soil and talk about the revolutions and the greater cultural spheres around them. This is fucking crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And what else do people want to know about? We have a snack cast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We started a new podcast. You can catch it. I'm going to make a new RSS for it. It's going to be paywalled, and it's where we just eat snacks, so.
Yeah.
Look forward to that one.
We eat snacks on one, and then for a little while we talk about revolutions that are actually going on right now. Maybe.
Yeah.
We can table it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm for it. I'm for it. It's just like, yeah, we get more into like history and international stuff, and I feel like so out of my depth.
Yeah, me too.
And it's difficult to talk about, but that's kind of the point. That's kind of why we do a podcast, is because we want to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, get better about it.
Yeah, and learn. I'm going to go back to a class. We should take a class again.
Take a class. Yeah. Oh, well, we can't do our Marxist class anymore because we were too revolutionary.
No.
Yes. Well, maybe. I mean, they were like, hey, you can't teach Mao.
Yeah, they were like, but then we went to the meeting, we were like, we want to learn Mao. And
yeah, but and then they were like, all right, well, we're going to have to rework the whole syllabus and you can't have so much Trotskyite claptrap. You can't have this and you can't have that. And then
our teacher fucked off to Brazil.
Yeah.
But she's coming back.
She's coming back. Yeah, but we were supposed to do the next class in October, so.
Yeah.
I feel like all of that energy is dispersed into something else.
It stinks, but I did see that the socialist feminists are reading Conflict Is Not Abuse by Sarah Schulman, who also did Gentrification of the Mind.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Schulman's going to be there for one of them.
That's sick.
And so I'm thinking I'm going to go to that. There's one tomorrow.
Yeah. yeah.
So I guess I'll go to that one. But it's like, it just seems so... Because I think it is important for us to examine a book like Conflict Is Not Abuse because we seem to be stuck in this interpersonal dimension. That's what I'm getting at by bringing up Louis C.K. I don't mean it as like a... This is totally...
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree that it's a huge lightning rod for people.
Yeah.
And we keep focusing on politics of, I don't want to say like representation, but it is this sort of.
But we should be able to make a feminist revolutionary army out of the Me Too movement. And the fact that nobody has is really bad.
Yeah, instead what we have is the Women's March, which is just like somehow saying like through our capitalist laden nonviolence, we will overpower the grass.
Look at how many of us there are. And
there's
then
just so many.
But then they go on TV and they don't care. How much more people were at the Women's March than the inauguration.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
Well, there's another Women's March coming up, folks. So.
And they tried to do a general strike. They tried to do a women's strike.
Yeah.
And that didn't really go anywhere. I mean.
Well, because it's impossible right now to have a strike when there's no avenue to put that energy for people that are risking their livelihoods.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Like, oh, let's, like, it'll be fun because, like, women work and we'll prove it by not working. And, like, and then what? What are the demands?
Yes, what are the principles? What is anything? Who's going to hold it accountable?
Yeah. I think we're just melting, honestly. I keep dipping my toe in this. I'm like, maybe we're melting. Maybe the system is dissolving.
Well, the world is boiling slowly around us.
Yeah, maybe this whole decade left to live thing is like, I don't know, how much energy are we going to put into anything except plant a tree?
No, that's the thing. I think, you know, we should figure out. That's why I am interested in socialist feminism, is because there is really something there, because everybody has a story, and everybody can see it, that it's a problem. And if we could just get people to take that interpersonal stuff and apply it to, you know, a more revolutionary way of thinking, if we could build something real, if we could build our own feminist army here that keeps the doors open to the subway.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm definitely on, I'm like on a project-to-project basis here. So the way that my brain works is like, when I hear like people say, they just like put words together that are just like nice. I'm like, what the f-? I can't. There's too many party lines. I'm lost. Nope. Nothing's going on in there anymore. But then sometimes there's a little moment where I imagine a thing and I'm like, yeah, actually, that would work. That would be dope. What if we did something? Because the messaging of like everybody going at the same time and leaving the doors open, it's like, oh, yeah, no borders. Oh, yeah. Like, okay, so you open all the doors. You're talking about the wall. You're talking about the city's infrastructure itself. You're talking about how much it costs to get around in this place. Mm-hmm. And by doing this, you're talking about like helping each other regardless of your background. And then I'm like, well, yeah, we should just do that. I don't know about whatever else. Or like, you know, when you do it and then people are like, why'd you do that? And like, well, for this, 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 and this. These are the things I want. And so yes. I opened the doors and it's like simple and clear and you can do it and it helps. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, what? And then from there, you know, we open all the doors and then whoever actually does it is in the army now.
Yeah.
And then we do something else. Right. And it's just like one step at a time.
Yeah, no, it's just one step at a time, and it's good. The other thing is bail support.
Yeah.
Like, and...
But I mean, like, you know, it's hard to... it's like, okay, so
No. It's because we would need a firm bail support for when people inevitably...
For ourselves.
But it's both. Yeah. So you start the bail support for everybody, and then you know... Then when you actually enact something that could get you thrown in jail, if a cop comes by and is like, close the door, and you're like, no.
Right.
Then you have bail support.
Yeah. Agreed.
So I think the people doing that sort of work that's a really good one. Going to pack the courts for things and going that route. And building up that way is really good. And that's, I really like Adam Johnson and Citations Needed that we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah.
Those sorts of groups. So, I don't know. That's a hopeful note to end on, I guess.
Right. There's stuff. Think about things you could do in your community to really screw up some shit. You're part of the Red Army faction now, baby.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. No. I mean, honestly, fuck it. Just say you are and do it. And that's enough, right?
Yeah. Actually, if people actually started doing stuff, like, it amazes me that we do nothing here. We do nothing here except for, like, complain. It's exhausting and amazing at the same time.
Join your tenants' organization, because they're also tied into a lot of, like, bail support and homeless support, which is in the United States is, of course, tied together.
Yeah.
So do really, though, join your tenants union and support your tenants, your local tenants union. God. Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, happy New Year, everybody. Fuck. 2019.
What a depressing episode. Let's have
fun. It's going to be so great. Listen to Snackcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to our new podcast. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. But we're going to have a premium feed, and you can get it through Drip or Patreon. The end.
Let's have fun.
Bye. I care if you have an aeroplane that can fly the world and we can have a fantasy. It doesn't really matter if you drive a limousine. It really doesn't matter if you drive for galaxy. I really don't care if you just drive a truck. I care if you just drive a limousine. It doesn't really matter if you drive a Ferrari. Just love your company. Let's have fun. 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 Lots of fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.